In December, DeKalb CEO Burl Ellis proposed a 1.69% increase to the county's millage rate. The administration then lowered the proposed increase to 0.64 mills after the county ended last year with nearly $9 million more than anticipated. Ultimately, Commissioner Lee May says the commission was able to eliminate the need for a tax increase.
So there was things that typically were included in budgets. We looked at some vacancies that have been there for quite a while. We abolished the public safety director's office position again. So with us kind of moving things around like that, we were able to realize that this year.
The commission will approve a final millage rate in June. Commissioners also set aside funding to fill 44 fire and 25 police positions to aid with understaffing in both departments. Also included up to $500,000 in reserve funding, which could go to Grady Memorial Hospital, in addition to more than $20 million the county gives to the hospital on a yearly basis. But May says the county will sit down with hospital officials to decide how to proceed.
We want to have some additional talks. They have some concerns that our funding level hasn't been up to the point of the cost that it takes to see DeKalb County residents. We really want to see some more concrete numbers and make sure that we're on the same page with those numbers that they have brought forward.
The commission also approved a nearly 3% pay increase for the county's lowest paid workers. And they restored $600,000, which was removed from a previous budget plan to help with improvements to the county's permit and licensing systems. Business leaders say the funding is needed to help fix the county's permitting and licensing process. Michelle Worth, WABE News.